It's time for Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now, let's have some fun. Here is your host, Johnny Radio.
Yo, welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Friday out there in the world, man. Hopefully you took Illinois, hopefully you took Baltimore, and hopefully you didn't put them in with Seattle like I did. Ouch! But we got some more hoops, we got more baseball, we got a ton to talk about. We also going to have to dip our toe in a little NBA action. We got Jay Ham at 11:30 today. Me and him are going to wrap hoops. We'll talk brackets. We'll talk Sweet 16 games from yesterday, the Sweet 16 games from tonight. We're going to have a little hoop session at 11:30 to 12. 12 o'clock, I'm going to give you a little bit of hardwood because it feels so good. Plus, I'm going to break down tonight's basketball games a little bit, our betting, you know, segment a little more in depth. We'll do a little gambling. We'll do a little bit of funny storytelling between 12 and 12:30, and then we have the two best degenerates on planet Earth. My two favorite degenerates. Hopefully they're yours. T-Money and Uncle Brasky. Dude, Uncle Brasky went 3-0 last week. Fading Uncle Brasky has been a very profitable all year long. Since he's come on the show, he's great, he's funny, but you don't, like, follow his bets. As of late, my man's been actually smoking it. Tim, T-Money, bruh, he's been killing it too. I'm actually might be listening to what they have to say tonight. We got four more games starting 6:10-ish, 6:09, they say. You got NC State and Marquette. That is going to be a hell of a game. Tyler Kolek, since he's come back, that Marquette team looks great. NC State, Big Burns has been doing his business. NC State's been hot. The ACC, you know, Clemson looked great yesterday. North Carolina, not so much down the stretch. 7-2 run in the final 1 minute and 39 seconds. RJ Davis played a little hero ball. We're going to break that down a little bit more. But NC State has looked extremely good. Is Marquette too much of that machine? We'll discuss. They're a 7.5-point favorite. The total is 150.5. Gonzaga and Purdue are the game that go at 6:40. I've been listening to a lot of people. I listened to Brandon Lang this morning on with Greg and Eli. I love Brandon Lang. I always check out his segments. If you haven't checked him out, you need to check them out in the morning. He's great with Greg and Eli. And he's leaning in with the Zags and taking the points. And I know that Nimhart has been playing out of his mind. I know the Zags since basically January 1st have been a complete different basketball team. But damn, man, like Kansas, I really have no respect for who they beat. Like, I didn't think that was a very good Kansas basketball team. They were injured. Their best player wasn't player. The best player actually was on another team in Illinois. They were very, very thin. They were depending on Furphy and Timberlake. And get me even started about the what's my guy who looks like he's the best-looking basketball player on the court?
KJ Adams.
Like, he looks like he'd be the greatest basketball player until you actually see him play basketball. He's scared to death when he gets the ball. Like, I have no respect for who Gonzaga beat in Kansas. And McNeese, come on, that Cowboys team was just overmatched. Yes, they were a 12 seed, a couple 12s win, but No. I feel like Purdue is legit. You saw Illinois last night, Big Ten champ versus Big 12 champ in Iowa State. I just cannot put my money on the Zags. We will discuss that game a little bit more in depth. Then you have the late games, the good ones, they say. And we have something that's going to have to give. Duke, the perception around Duke all year was they were very flaccid. Soft, weak, getting hurt by theater majors. Wah, Kyle Filipowski, the little 5-foot guy hit me. But damn, dude, that Duke, like when they got knocked out in the first round of the ACC tournament, I don't know what John Shire did, because this doesn't look like the same basketball team that I'd watched all year. Their guards are they're playing through their guards. They're playing out of their mind. Like, Duke looks filthy. Kyle Filipowski not necessarily playing through him, but allowing him just to make plays. It's really worked out for this Duke team, and they've been shooting the three-pointer like a bunch of madmen. But again, I also look at Duke. They beat a 13 seed in Vermont and then a 12 seed in James Madison. Now, James Madison was a damn good little story. Like, man, when James Madison came out to play, man, I was just like, bro, that first round, did they really just drop Wisconsin like that? Yeah, they did. But then Duke came out there and that first half just overwhelmed them. The Edwards kid just could not get off. Duke played great defense, held him to 55 points. But again, they beat Vermont and James Madison, who had won, 31 games? James Madison, hadn't lost in 2024 or something. I mean, but the competition they played. Duke's going up against the toughest, most gritty group of guards and defense. Like, Iowa State, number one defense in the country, and they showed how great their defense was last night. That was a heavyweight fight. But I feel like Houston, those guards that they're playing through, and John Shire, yeah, Duke, they look like a different team. But Houston is just a different defensive animal. This isn't Vermont, and this is sure as hell ain't James Madison. And I'm going to get Houston minus 4.5. North Carolina was a 4.5-point favorite. They didn't cover yesterday. I'm really, really, really starting to like Houston, and I think it's because of Kelvin Sampson, that defense, Cryer, Shed, and I think they're going to muck the game up. We'll discuss that also at 12 o'clock. Creighton in Tennessee, I'm scared to death. I got a lot of my family. You know, my daughter's Ole Miss. I went to Memphis. A lot of my cousins and my uncle, UT. So we're a family divided. But I want them to win. I want Tennessee to win because I also have Tennessee getting in the Final Four. Tennessee looked so bad last week against Texas. I am scared to death of this team. And yes, everybody talks about how they are. Well, you don't have to worry about Tennessee. They're a great defensive team. Man, they got to play St. Peter's. They played Texas, and I don't have any respect for Texas or Rodney Terry or that program or that team. I just don't think they're good. Tennessee tried to give it away. Creighton, they got four dudes on the court that can flat out score. There's a bunch of different people that can beat you. This game is really scary. I'm going to have to actually get Dacus to talk me through this or break something down because I got that allegiance to my family. I love them. But I want to put my money on Creighton at least early in the day. Now, my boy Bob told me Tennessee's going to come out and beat the brakes off of them and all this stuff. My man wears orange all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Can't trust him.
Like, you can't trust that guy. He's coming up. He's coming to me straight as a fan. And I know Dalton connects bad, and I love Ziegler and Adu and all. Man, they got a bunch of dudes. But Creighton, one of the best games in the first round had to be the Oregon game. The Oregon-Creighton game was out of control. And the way that Creighton, onions, who says that? Who is that for? He's got onions.
Yeah.
The Ducks, Cousinard was going the bleep off. Tante Infale was out of control. But Creighton just kept making the big plays and executing and running their stuff and getting open looks and knocking down big, big shots. And then they got into the second overtime and then they ran away with that junt. That's a tough little crate. I mean, that Creighton team's tough. You know, the Big East plays some serious basketball. Well, we're going to break those games down in depth at 12. We're going to get T-Money and Uncle Brasky's picks at 12:30. But I have to go back to last night now with my good buddy Bryant Dacus. Ask a few questions. I'm telling you, Watching Clemson made me crazy. 901-360-8255, 901-360-8255. Hit me up at the Sissy's Log Cabin, listener and text line. Life is too short for ordinary jewelry. When you going to go get the bling bling, Sissy's Log Cabin. Now.
They should make that their tagline.
I like it.
When you going to go get the bling bling.
When you going to go get the bling bling or a diamond ring, hey, hit up Sissy's, man.
I like that.
Yeah. Clemson, Arizona, though. Brad, what's his name? Brad Brunell.
Bingo.
Sorry, shoot, man. Brad Brunell. Thank you. Brad is a very easy guy to forget. Let's be real. Do you know what I mean? Post game talks are kind of
Literally on the hot seat every single year.
Every single year,
right.
He's on the hot seat, right. And he's kind of like you're like, oh damn, he's still there. I don't think he's going to be on the hot seat after this season.
No.
But Brad Brunell did something that made me – how do I say this without just, like, taking a big number two on the Tigers? There's not really another way to say it. He actually, when things get tight, he coaches and they run plays. And I don't know how Memphis beat them. I really don't.
Feels like a different season ago.
Feels like it does. And Clemson, the play of the game is tighter than Cooter Brown. Arizona has made their run. Clemson is up by 2 points and has the ball. They are not running their offense. The coach is freaking out. 9 seconds left on the shot clock. The team looks lost. What does he do? He calls a timeout, brings the guys over, draws an inbounds play, and guess what the inbounds play turned out to be? An easy-ass dunk. P.J. Hall, too. Like, Arizona, bro. You're not going to not pay attention to him. It was great. It was impressive. Johnson for Arizona lost his dude bad. He thought he was going to flash out to the three-point line or something. I was like, wow. It was great action. It was a great call. But seeing him call the timeout with 9 seconds and step in and say, I can see my kids right now struggling. I need to draw something up for him. And when they got that dunk, the rest of the team relaxed, and then they just ran with it. And it was that timeout, I think, because Arizona was coming back, and they were coming. And, yes, Arizona's stupid, and they just kept jacking up threes, even though they couldn't hit them. I was like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. How many opportunities did Arizona have to get to the rack?
So many.
And it was – I thought Arizona – played one of the worst games I've seen, and it was one of the worst coach games that I've seen throughout this entire tournament. I said, man, is the Tiger coaching staff working over there at the Wildcats right now?
Yikes. John, you didn't have to do that.
Dude, I'm just saying. I've been watching good basketball. I've been watching people execute. I've been watching run plays, not just depend on the press and defense and switching guys at a bunch of crazy paces. Sorry, Clemson. Clemson was a trigger for me yesterday. Beating Arizona, you just think about where the Tigers were when they beat Clemson and beat Virginia and went on. You know what I mean? And it just makes you wonder, how come you didn't get any better? Oh, well, I can tell you why. It's because of the bus driver, Malcolm.
Well, John, I mean, honestly, when you're talking about Clemson, I mean, you don't even have to go. I mean, it's just unbelievable to think about. This team lost, three of their last four games in the regular season, and then lost in the conference tournament, I think their first game. And
just like North Carolina.
One of the games they lost was to Notre Dame at home, I think. And Notre Dame, I think they're going to be good in a couple of years.
The Notre Dame women play today at 1 o'clock.
That's great. They're not the men's team, because the men's team was terrible.
I was going to say the women's team was much better. Better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And obviously, they've got a new coach. Micah Shrewsbury's over there, doing his thing. But, I mean, these were the losses they took. Notre Dame, and it was on the road, but they lost 69-62. Wake Forest, nothing wrong with that. And then Boston College in the first round of the ACC tournament. You lost to Boston College. Boston College is terrible. And then now you've gone out and you've beaten New Mexico that everyone was like, oh, get ready for New Mexico. They could go on a run in the NCAA tournament. Baylor, who a lot of people had in the Final Four. And then Arizona, who a lot of people had going far. Some people even had winning the entire thing. I mean, this team, from what they did in ACC play to now, has been really impressive.
Well, I hate to say it, but like the kind of heavy kid, Shefflin or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Ian Shefflin.
Ian Shefflin. Like, he, you know, he's got his nice coiffed hair. He loves, like, looking kind of good up top.
All of these kids for Clemson, they've all got that brown, curly hair. And, it's just annoying, John. They've got, like, three guys that all look alike. They all have the same, like, type of hair, and they're all, like, the same build.
DJ Hall, I like the
Scheffler,
hairstyle.
One more.
I just don't like him. Because, man, you got to, like, man, like, never mind.
I'll be completely honest. I did not watch the first game against New Mexico because I'm saying their first game against New Mexico, not the first game last night.
Oh.
I didn't watch the first game because we were on air that day, and I had a different game on, only one TV in there.
Patino's kids got work, bruh.
Well, yeah, but so I didn't see that game. But I know I was there for the Baylor game, and I watched the game last night. These guys are in foul trouble the entire game, it feels like.
Yep.
But they don't foul out. I mean, it's incredible.
I mean, hell, P.J. Hall, I think, fouled out, 9 games this year?
Yeah, and he had, like, 4 last night, I think. And
he had four
against
Baylor.
He took
care of business, man. Sure did. I mean, Arizona, that was a terrible, terrible game. Brad Brunell, you deserve a ton of credit. You actually coached. And, again, the timeout with 9 seconds left on the shot clock, and you execute, and you get a dunk with P.J. Hall. You go up by 4. You give a little bit of – and then Arizona, what do you think they did after that? They came down and jacked up a 3.
Literally, every time. Oh,
like, damn, bro. They were getting to the rack so easy, but they wouldn't do it. Instead, they just kept wanting to jack up 3s. And let's just be real. Caleb Love was booté. Bro, what was that?
I mean, he got flustered, was trying to get them back in the game, and just kept shooting the ball.
R.J. Davis was terrible. But Caleb Love was worse. Both of them, did you know that both Caleb Love and R.J. Davis were 0-for-9 last night?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
I did.
R.J. Davis goes 0-for-9, and you might say he was 4-for-20 on the field. He had 9 free throws. He had 8 of them. 8 of his 16 points came from the charity stripe. And by the way, how many free throws can you shoot and not win? Arizona and North Carolina.
25.
I mean, Arizona shot free throw. They shot, I think they had like 10 more, 11 more maybe free throw attempts.
They had 9 more free throws.
You're
in the neighborhood.
I think, man, they must have had a late foul or something, man. You know what I'm saying? Clemson did. Free throws, because Clemson wasn't shooting free throws throughout that whole first half and 10 minutes into the second half. Like, they didn't shoot many free throws in that game. Every time Arizona got to the ball and drove to the basket, every single time they got fouled, they get in the bonus. And then what happens when the money time, they kept shooting 3s.
Mm-hmm. Like, keep driving, buddy.
Why do you not keep driving? Every time you drive, you get a foul. Every single time. And you decide, Caleb Love, I just want to jack it up. Jack it up. Him and Boswell just kept jacking up brick after brick. Yeah. Johnson caught air.
Well, I don't know why. I don't know why he's shooting.
He shot 3 damn 3s. I
don't know why Keshawn Johnson's shooting 3s. Get in the paint. Larson.
Larson. Why was he even shooting the ball last night? I thought he was awful. Mm. He looked like he didn't even belong.
At least he made one though.
He did make one. But how many did you shoot?
6.
Okay.
One more than Caleb.
They shot, I believe, 17% from the 3.
Wow, they did 17.9.
I was looking at that stuff this morning. Yeah, I know my brain don't always work, especially in the 12 o'clock hour. But it's because I'm tired.
That's right.
Like, you're putting in a lot of work in the first hour, running out of gas, kind of like North Carolina ran out of gas. Mm. I'm telling you right now, Alabama defensively down the stretch was really, really good. And I'm not saying they're a good defensive team, but in important play, like at important times in the game, especially at the end, they choked North Carolina out. Mm. That R.J. Davis hero ball down that stretch was absolutely terrible. North Carolina takes the lead back from Alabama, goes up 3, and then Alabama goes on a 7-2 run in the final minute and 39 seconds of the game.
Wow, holy cow.
That's terrible.
That's crazy. Did they really?
Yep.
Holy cow.
Like, you go on a 7-2 run in the final minute and 30. What? And by the way, Grant Nelson, tip of the cap, 6 points in the first 2 games, 19 points in the second half.
Yeah, it's like the first time Grant Nelson showed up this year.
24 points, 12 boards. He was filthy. Like, I was sitting there. His mustache is disgusting. But I bet you would have wanted to been his mustache last night after the way he shot.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you would have wanted to been his mustache. Trust me. My man was the hero.
I don't know if
hero.
I've ever wanted to be a mustache.
My mind is right, and I think he was doing what I think he was doing, which was getting buckets. A man was kept putting it in the hole from deep, too.
Interesting.
Nelson, man. My man Nelson. Hit 2 3-pointers, was 6 for 9 from the field, and got to the line 13 times, knocking down 10 of them, grabbed 12 boards, had 5 freaking blocks. Where did the kid from North Dakota State come from? I guess North Dakota State. But damn, like I never, like Grant Nelson, I thought was complete booty all year long.
Yeah, I mean he's been all right. He certainly hasn't been like what I remember when he came here, because I watched him a little bit at North Dakota State last year, and I was like, man, this guy's good. And then I remember the offseason, everyone was like, oh man, I mean this is the guy. I mean Alabama getting him. I mean talk about this team goes from talking about just an NCAA tournament team to becoming a national championship team. And then I was like, okay, I didn't know he was that good, but sure, I'll buy in. And then season started, and I was like, he's okay, but he's not like, you know, some showstopper or anything, but last night he sure was.
Yeah, he was. And by the way, again, just to recap, R.J. Davis and Caleb Love, both last night, who, you know, had a little love triangle thing going to North Carolina. If either one of those guys played decent,
we would have gotten the rematch.
We would have gotten to see, what's her name, Deja Evans?
I've never known the girl's
name. Deja Evans
But I hope in some alternate universe where they're playing each other in the Elite Eight tomorrow night, I hope she's in attendance.
Dude, yeah, wearing half and half.
Ooh, I like that. I didn't even think about that. That's
That'd be awesome. But nice I'm telling you, though, R.J. Davis 0 for 9 from 3. North Carolina still only lost by 2.
Yeah.
Bro, Arizona, Caleb Love, their whole team was terrible from 3. They shot 17%, and they only lost the game by 5. 17% in a Sweet 16 game from a man. North Carolina, you just – and Baycott, his legs – that's the other thing about – last thing I got to say about this. Alabama's pace wore out North Carolina. You think of North Carolina as getting up and down the court, run, run, run. They love it when you miss a shot. They get out and run, run, run. Alabama ran so much, Armando Baycott couldn't even dunk a basketball late in the game. He was sucking for air. That North Carolina team was worn out. And Alabama didn't have a good night at all from Mark Sears. He scored 4 points in the second half. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It was the rest of Alabama that did their business. We still got to talk a whole lot of basketball. Got to talk about that Illini-Iowa State game. But we're taking a quick timeout because Jay Ham's coming in to talk about tonight's games, last night's game, and a little NBA. Don't touch the dial. It's a Friday. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Start your day with Sports 56 Mornings with Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10, right here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
All the wisdom of the universe is in these bones.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Friday, everybody. We got baseball on. I didn't even talk about baseball.
What an opening day.
Woo!
Unless you're a Cardinals fan.
Well, man, like, I don't know about Cardinal fans, but what did you really expect?
I didn't expect anything. I told you yesterday, John, I had zero expectations for the season.
Hey, they did get 3 hits yesterday.
And didn't all of them come from Paul Goldschmidt?
I think they did.
Like, I mean, what are we doing? At least Paul showed up. Hey, God bless you, Paul.
Lord. Dodgers look pretty nasty. Mookie Betts is a machine.
Oh,
isn't he?
I picked him. We did our picks yesterday. I picked him for NL MVP.
I like it. I like it a lot. But we're going to talk baseball a little bit later. Rangers-Cubs game was nasty.
It was awesome.
Who was it? Was it was it the Rangers when Janikowski at the bottom of the ninth was it was him that hit the home run to tie it up?
Sure was.
Man, that would like I couldn't even imagine what that would feel like. Opening day, bottom of the ninth inning, and you tie the game up with a home run and win in extras. That's just got to be a great way to start your season.
Or it could be like on Major League Two when Serrano hit the ball in the outfield and he hit the bird and he circled around and he tried to save the bird instead of going to second and he got tagged out. And that's how the game ended. Yep. Opening day.
Opening day, baby. I love opening day. And I'm telling you, that was a great way to start off. And I'm going to tell you another thing. If you want to start off your weekend right, make sure that you head over to the liquor store this evening. Stop by and get the best spirit around. That's Tito's Handmade Vodka. It's good old U.S. of A vodka. It's crafted and distilled in the United States down in Austin, Texas. It's 100% gluten-free because my man makes it with corn. No wheat, no nothing like that. Gluten-free. It's also six times distilled. Then stilled in classic copper pots, small batch style. That's what gives it its a unique flavor, slightly sweet with that black pepper note. It balances everything out. Doesn't matter if you're crafting a cocktail or drinking it neat. Whatever you do, make sure you get your Tito's on today. Jay Ham's in the house.
What's good, man?
Man, everything. Like, the weather is perfect.
Sweet 16 basketball.
I'm looking good. I feel good.
Opening day baseball.
I got baseball. I got basketball. Right. Like, what else do I need?
You got Brad Dacres across the glass. Man, you got the ham sitting directly.
I was about to say, we got you today.
Yeah.
You know, it don't get no better
the
than
Baker.
This. Like DOC said, it don't get no better. They don't know about the DOC, though.
Actually, you do. I was going to say, no, he not a freaking clue.
You don't remember the DLC used to be down with Dr. Dre?
No. I said there's no
way.
Oh,
Brian Dacres.
Yeah, no.
Well, he's only 19.
Yeah, feel like it. I wish I was 19.
Yeah, like one day I asked him, so I was like, man, you remember, like, I think it was like 87, 88. He's like,
nah.
He's like, dude.
Far before my time.
I was like, damn, I'm sorry.
I have to remember that sometimes, too, when I'm like, yo, that cat really don't know that. He's like 12.
Literally.
I mean, it's just random stuff.
Exactly.
Like, I think about it old school, like, he don't know nothing about that. And it's not just with you, B. It's like with like a lot of the other younger guys that I interact with, you know, on the regular. It's like, they don't know. They're not old souls like me. I know stuff from the 70s. I was born in 80. So it's just one of those deals. But it's you know.
I think the one thing you could ask him that he might know, and I might be wrong, but I'm trying to think of like an old cult classic, Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah, like, I know. I've seen Roadhouse, for sure.
The old school one?
Yeah, and I've heard the new one's terrible.
They made a new one and put Conor McGregor in this joint. I'm just like, man, I don't know if that, you know this, but Conor McGregor ain't an actor.
No, he do that for real.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. I would hate it. Yeah. But anyway, that's about where you can go movies with him.
Yeah.
Something like that. He don't even know. Like, do you know who Suzanne Somers is?
Name sounds familiar.
My childhood, I wouldn't have made it through. I would not have made it through my... My
I
little
think,
young teen
I
years without the Thighmaster and Suzanne
he
Somers.
He would have known from like Step by Step. He would have known Three's Company, the Thighmaster, all the other stuff that
Man,
we
that
know.
Commercial would put
right.
Me
he would know Step by Step, Suzanne Somers. You know, a whole different thing.
Oh my goodness! Let's
he don't know Chrissy Snow though.
Nope.
I watched Three's Company yesterday. That's what made me think about it. So
come and knock on my door.
There you go. With the Ropers, not Mr. Fairley. With the Ropers.
The Ropers. That's right. That's right. Now, by the way, Ham. The historian, you know, on Fridays we cut it up. We talk a lot of basketball. I do want to get into a little bit of college hoops.
Absolutely.
Before, though, I want to talk just a little bit of NBA action.
Cool.
And I want to know what your opinion is on the Golden State Warriors.
They're done.
And the whole Draymond
They're
Green.
They're done.
And then Steve Kerr coming in.
They're done.
Really?
Not in this sense, but remember when he was going through the whole suspension deal and I told you on this program – he's doing this because he's not the same guy that he once was. It'll come in spurts. His brilliance will show in spurts, but he's older now.
Father Time done caught
Father
up.
Time
not caught up completely, but it's catching him.
It's catching
pulling
all
on his coattails.
Because he's Steph's still amazing.
Clay started off terrible at the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
now he's back though.
Clay, you see what it is with Clay, but it's attrition. Think about this: at the end of this season, we'll be a decade into their dynasty run. They started that in 14-15 when they won a championship. At the end of this season, that will be 10 years from the start of when Steve Kerr first went out.
Damn, the Mark Jackson days were that long ago?
Yeah. 10 years. They've been to six finals. That's a lot of basketball.
That is a lot of basketball. And a lot of wear and tear in them playoffs.
Right. And those first 5 years, I did pretty much like a general study of their whole run. They were 400-119, including regular season and playoffs together. That's a lot of winning.
That is.
Now they get to this point.
Also, it's kind of like, and by the way, it's not just that. Let's also be real about one thing. When you are around the same person and the same group of people for all those years and you don't have a lot of new blood that comes in, you kind of wear on each other's nerves. Just wear a little bit thin, and it looks like Steph and Dre are not tight like they used to be.
It's
tight, but I'm just saying, Steph, like when he fouled out the other night, like you could see it on his face. He was pissed.
Yeah. I mean, he was one of those where he wanted to fight. But I think it's a combination of things, though, where we put the central focus on Draymond, but let's keep it 100. They drafted well, but those guys didn't develop at the level that they wanted to. Started with James Wiseman.
I know the first person you're going to hit on is James.
Kuminga is really like that guy who they really should kind of –
and he's banged
really
up
where
right
he
now.
Going. But, you know, and they don't really play Moses Moody. Gary Payton
I love
cool.
Moses Moody.
Gary Payton is cool, you know what I'm saying? But just in general, but it's like all of it. Bob Myers went home for a reason. Think about it, you know what I'm saying? It's like after a while, it's just one of those things where we're seeing a great thing come to an end, but we're not seeing it done in pleasant fashion. It's no surprise to me.
I mean, I'm
going to
be honest with you. I'm more shocked, I think, by some of the Steve Kerr comments.
Well, even with him, too. Think about all of
he's
almost
worn.
Had to retire about 5-6
years
ago.
Yeah, like when he was
back.
Like his back was so bad.
Right.
Like, I think his back probably still ain't 100. And I'm telling you one thing. And he's like, man, these guys, my back hurts and they a pain in my ass.
And it's all the stresses that come into this. And they're just trying to get in the door.
I know, the play-in,
not
by the way.
Not as a 3 seed or nothing like that. They're just trying to get in the party right now.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. The play-in tournament could be buck wild in the West.
Oh, this is why I have no issue.
You could have
with
Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. You could have LeBron James. You could have Steph Curry. You could have the Dallas Mavericks are just barely above in the
That's
six. You could have Kyrie
and Luka.
And Luka.
That's your
Doughboy. I'm missing somebody.
You got it pretty much about right. That's like 7, 8, 9, 10 right there.
Oh, Kings.
And Sacramento.
And the Kings are down there. I mean, you could have the young, you know, De'Aaron Fox doing his thing and Sabonis, who's not his his dad.
This is the fun part about the NBA is because the old guard is fighting their way in and the young guys are pretty much leading the way. But how's it going to shake when we get to May?
It's going to shake out with the Nuggets winning it all.
I can believe that because they got the cachet of knowing how to do it.
Not just that. Dude.
Oklahoma City's still young. They hadn't gone through.
Speaking of backs, Michael Porter Jr., if he didn't have back issues early, we talk about him in a different way. I mean, he is, but now he's money.
And if they made the move to get Aaron Gordon earlier.
And Aaron Gordon with Jokic down there and Jamal Murray and just playing above the rim and using his athleticism, they don't have to run really jack for him, man. Jokic will find him when he just does a back cut, bam. Let's dunk that thing.
I asked my guys last year prior to the finals because I figured they were going to win. I was like, yo, if they win this, are we looking at the start of possible another small dynasty run? I don't think it'll be a long one because of how stuff is structured, contractually and everything. But just in general, they got the pieces there.
Christian Braun doesn't get enough credit. He's a great role player for this team. That is a hooping dude. He was there last year, and like a lot of people just, I don't know.
I mean, he did the same thing his freshman year in Kansas, too.
Yep.
Just came right in and contributed. Then I had to learn where he was coming from background-wise. He's one of those EYBL Supreme-type kids, and he was out at the school in Kansas. He played with Kennedy Chandler.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at the school that Kennedy went to at Sunrise, right. He came from out of Sunrise.
Speaking of Sunrise, whenever you say that word, I just think of that breakfast joint.
The joint on Covington, the Douglas building on Covington Pike. That's what I think of, but that's just me.
Oh, yeah, man. Man, what's the dude who owns that joint? He's so damn nice.
I can't remember his name.
Gosh, dead gummit.
But you got the ugliest building on Covington Pike and a new one on Bartlett. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, so if you've never had the Sunrise breakfast, I'm dead serious. If people are listening to this, I'm not getting paid to do this. I'm going to tell you something. Sunrise is like their breakfast is so ridiculous. Like, it's so good. Like, they got these tacos, Hermanos tacos, and get, like, avocado on them. They got a bowl where it's got, like, fried chicken and biscuits and then ham on it. And then sausage gravy poured all over it.
Do they have turkey sausage? Because I don't eat pork.
Man, you don't dig on swine?
No, I ain't eat pork in, like, 2 decades. Almost quarter century now.
Damn, that's pretty good. Yeah. You would hate my house.
I have
everything. I have turkey and chicken. We have it all. But, man, I get craving. I just got to go get pork sometimes. Like,
hey, I mean, that's how my mom is. That's how my family is, really. They're like, oh, no, we eat whole.
Me too.
We eat swine around here. You know, it's what it is. But just in that interesting note of it, it's just the nuggets, man. It's like they're not
discussed. I love
discussed
nuggets, by the way. The nuggets –
enough.
People say that the nuggets are like something about gold. I disagree. The gold that comes out of Colorado are bud nuggets, those big nuggets.
Right.
Like, if you want some nuggets, like, that's the perfect name for the Denver team.
Not the McDonald's nuggets.
No, the Nugs.
Oh, man. You know something, though?
But you know what? There ain't no women in Denver. Do you know that?
I call it
Menver.
I don't know if that's the truth.
Bro, I've been to Denver a few times. And let me just tell you something. The only three ladies I saw for like 4 days were the three ladies in the airport.
Wow.
And then I went out and it was just dudes everywhere.
Wow.
Like, there was like two girls in a bar of like 70 people.
Yeah, they're one
and
of
30 guys on each side trying to pick them up.
There are a few American cities that have won.
It's because nobody can drive.
Every major sport in the last 25 years.
Denver is a tough place to drive because you got all the up and down the hills.
It's a tough place to breathe.
Nah, it's all, well, yeah. It's a good point.
With the air being a thing.
But I love
it. I got to visit Denver one day. Not for the men. I'm not that.
Yeah, no. Thing. You got to bring, like, it's
they
like
got other attractions.
You got to bring your own woman. It's BYOW.
There you go.
Bring your own woman when you go to Denver. I promise you.
Did you know something, though? Did you know that, like, North Carolina basketball team is older than the Thunder?
Get the hell out of here.
He's still older than Oklahoma City Thunder, dude. What's the dude that was the white dude that's knocking down the threes for them?
Chet.
Cormac Ryan.
Cormac.
He's like 25.
He's like one of their old heads?
Right. Armando Bacot, I'm convinced, played with Hubert Davis at North Carolina. Now he played for him.
Dude, he's been there forever.
He had a rare situation.
He got his legs taken out from under him last night.
Who, that Armando? I missed that play.
Alabama. No, I'm talking about Alabama.
Oh,
like,
they got out hooped in the last 4 minutes.
Last 4 minutes, but especially the last minute and 39 seconds were ridiculous.
Yeah. When they went up five, about 3 minutes to play, Carolina answered off with six in a row because they had R.J. Davis with the floater. They got to the line, and I think Ingram hit a bucket. They went up one, and that's when my man Grant Nelson went to work. Sears, of course, with the playmaking, with the one where he caught him off the double, and he caught Grant slipping, and he hit him, and Grant went up and under, got the and one that put him back up, and then he had the bucket that was before – no, the bucket before that put him up. That's when he made the drop step turn, and he stuck the little floater. But those two in Estrada. Alabama has a collection of left-handed dudes.
Griffin,
all
by the
those
way,
dudes
also can
ball.
Shoot.
So then with Clemson tomorrow, that's going to be fun. That's going to be it's not going to be the college football national championship, but what do you know? It's Clemson and Alabama again.
No love lost for them.
It is going.
No,
yeah, that's going to be a fun
game.
It's
going to be a fun game.
But, man, talk about two constructing, like two styles that are totally different. I'm going to tell you right now, I think Alabama rolls them. Clemson cannot play at that pace.
I don't think they can play that pace. I
at
agree.
All. They are
have
going
to
do
what they
you
did
what,
to
look
Arizona.
At Ian Sheflin and you look at P.J. Hall. They're going to be sucking wind. The
they'll
little Girardi kid who can shoot and he's a great guard and he hits three-pointers and stuff. He's going to be sucking wind. They're going to be like, dude, did you see how like North Carolina plays at the 45th fastest pace in the country?
Mm-hmm.
Alabama's number one. And you saw North Carolina was worn the bleep out.
Arizona's in their top.
I was about to say,
oh, that
Arizona and Baylor both want to get up and down. And Clemson
and
both slowed.
And Arizona scored like 90.
Bro, yeah. Baylor's defense was terrible. And
well,
they
it's been terrible all year.
It's been terrible all year. I mean, they could not hit a three-pointer. None was awful in that
and
game.
And Arizona
against
couldn't
Baylor.
Make a shot last
like,
night.
You had to have.
Arizona couldn't
but
make
also,
a shot
Alabama
last
has
night.
One of the worst defenses in the country.
Not in the tournament. Well, I've been watching Alabama.
They've been playing better.
The final 5 minutes of that game, Alabama played great defense.
They played great defense.
The defense that was put on R.J. Davis in the final 30 seconds when he was trying to get a look to tie the game, that was suffocating.
I'm just not ready to trust
you. When you have that many tall dudes, it's amazing how, like, when people who are all playing three-pointers and playing at the rim, but when you have something to play for, Nate Oates' team did come to play defense in this tournament.
That's the one where Grant Carter would just beat it down on the floor. Man. Yeah.
And that mustache is so nasty, but damn it, I bet you that I would have loved to be that mustache.
It's an intramural mustache, man. These dudes, when you get in the tournament, all these dudes look like they really like starred in intramural basketball on their campus, for real. They'll be running the intramural league soon if they're not going to the league somewhere.
One thing also, before we take a break, because we still haven't even talked about Connecticut. We got lots of basketball to talk about, but North Carolina and Arizona.
First two top seeds gone.
It's the Deja Evans curse. What's her? I mean, because isn't that her name, Deja Evans?
Yeah.
The one they both kind of, you know.
And she tweeted after Arizona lost.
Yeah.
But when they got beat, they was on her head. Yeah.
Like, listen, let me tell you something. She must have been with both of them last night because they didn't have it. Caleb Love, 0 for 9 from downtown. R.J. Davis, 0 for 9 from downtown. Both players. Neither one of them could put it in the hole.
Quick correction, too. Shout out to my sister, Judge Tony. She's listening down at the Shelby County Juvenile Court office.
What's up?
She's listening. She says we've been to Sunrise before.
Oh, you have?
She sent me a text. She's like, yeah, we've been there before. It's a huge breakfast. I had turkey sausage patties. There you go.
Now we know they got turkey sausage.
And shout out to my family who tunes in and listens.
By the way, thank you so much. And to your mother, I'm so sorry. I love you, Ma.
You got to meet Mars, man.
I know, I do. I got to. But we're going to take a quick timeout because we still have so much basketball to break down. Do me a favor, come back and join us on the other side. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Be sure to follow us at Sports 56 WHBQ on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to watch live video of our shows, stay up to date with station events, and have chances to win prizes. Don't miss out on anything that's going on. Follow us at Sports 56 WHBQ.
Now you want to get nuts? Come on, let's get nuts.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to Am I on?
You are.
Oh, sorry. I had a little short in my ear, and I was like talking. I was like, couldn't hear myself. Sorry, people. Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Oh, Lord. Happy Friday. I'm fired up. We had baseball coming on. We got girls basketball starting soon, but we got four big games tonight. Creighton in Tennessee, Duke, Houston, Gonzaga, Purdue, North Carolina State, and Marquette. But last night we had some crazy action. I did want to ask you, can anybody beat UConn?
No. The people who could beat UConn, they lost to Alabama last night. That was the best chance, I think, of getting UConn was North Carolina because they physically matched up. Not depth-wise, but just, you know, 5-on-5, they can match up. Danny Hurley's squad.
I don't know. The one thing, like the biggest glaring weakness, the thing that drives me crazy about North Carolina, and I feel like Hubert Davis down the stretch realized he can't help you, but Cadeau is the worst shooting guard I've ever seen play for North Carolina in my entire life.
That's a good point.
Like Elliot Cadeau is a – It's 4-on-5 when he's on the court because that is a bricklaying machine. Mypha.
He could check up.
Nobody's helped out Mypha more than my man Elliot Cadeau. Building houses for people and everything.
We had a conversation and we was watching the game last night on the Zoom chat, us 94 Feet of Life dudes, youtube.com/94feetoflife. We were pretty much ranking who was the best and worst two guards and point guards for North Carolina historically.
I'm putting Elliot Cadeau up there,
well,
bro.
Well, we didn't go with the worst. We stayed with the best because we're positive spirited
yes.
dudes.
Yeah, you're not a heel.
We're trying to be haters. But is there a better point guard from North Carolina as a player than Ty Lawson? You got Ed Codel. You got Raymond Felton. You got Kendall Marshall. You got Marcus Page. All these dudes were good. But I think Ty was the best of them. Ed Codel was probably the more popular because he was the purest point guard of them. Ty Lawson was a scoring point guard, as was Raymond Felton, and the other dudes were just kind of a combination. But it's hard to find one who was better than Ty.
I wish I could remember when Kenny Smith played there.
We even went back there, too, with Kenny and King Rice and all those dudes. We went back to the 80s, too. It's like, yo, Ty probably got those dudes. Just head to head. Trav, the one who came up with it. Shout out to Trav. And shout out to my man Alfonso, who's listening to us up from Missouri. He's a 94 Feet of Life member as well. He's checking on us from great state of Missouri. And as well as my guy Ty Love, he always listens to us on Friday in Arizona. I got you thinking about this Carolina
thing.
Yeah,
you do.
Well, I'm shouting out my boys. But it's just one of those things. We're going to probably do one and have a discussion about it for like UConn tomorrow. Because what people are not seeing about UConn, they won their last nine tournament games by 13 or more.
They're covering machines, is what they are.
The people that they beat by 17 in a national championship game last year, they beat by 30 last night. The same folks, for the most part.
Man, Ladie didn't have a chance.
That's a good San Diego State team.
They didn't have a chance. I mean, there was a couple times where San Diego State made a couple little runs. Then UConn, and by the way, let's be clinging for went for a stretch where he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn for some reason. I was like, are you shaving points, son? What are you doing? But, dude, they ended up just smoking. Now, I got to get to a little bit of tonight's action. Does anything really, really stand out to you that you just say I love? Because I'm looking at Duke and Houston. I think to myself, the three guards at Duke have been playing so well of late. Mm-hmm. And this Duke team doesn't look like the team that I called soft all season.
You were on our show when I said it on our show. I don't believe in this squad. I'm a Duke guy. Mm-hmm. But I don't really rock with this squad because for the same reason that you said, I don't think they're tough enough.
Especially if they have to go through Flip. They look tougher. But again, let's remember who they beat. Like Duke ain't been like running through like, bunch of warrior poets.
Hey, you beat who they put in front of you. That's really all I can say.
That's a kind of shout out to the theater major who hurt Kyle Filipowski.
But
Duke literally, I mean, just to remember, they beat the 12 seed James Madison, who beat Wisconsin, but James Madison, they overwhelmed them. And then they beat Vermont. They beat a 13 and a 12 seed. Houston is a number one overall seed. They play Big 12 defense. Mm-hmm. They play big boy ball. LJ Cryer, Shed. I feel like they're coming to bring the wood. And I don't know if Duke, when they really get stood up on by some athletes that are actually the same caliber, if they're going to cow.
You know what I feel about this Houston team? They're very grown.
They're grown-ass men. Kelvin Sampson is a coach.
He got those dudes.
He's got that experience.
Second shift, that they work the ugly second shift, the 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. Then they go hoop at Mount Moriah after they get off. Mm-hmm. Then they go to Waffle House. That's how they day roll. That's what Houston kind of reminds those type of grown men. Who take no nonsense. But I also said that if Duke's going to make this run, it's going to have to be with those dudes on the perimeter.
Yeah, they've been playing great. But
it's going to have to be with Proctor and Jeremy Roach and what's my man?
Yeah, Proctor have been hitting.
I always forget my other guy's name.
Jerry McCann.
I always forget his name.
Cant tonight against Houston because I'm taking – I like Houston.
I love all four games tonight, though.
All right, who do you like?
I got NC State edging Marquette.
You got them winning the game?
Marquette. Yeah. I'm with y'all now. I'm riding this NC State momentum. They went four. They were four in their last 10 going into conference tournament. Then they won five in a row to get into the tournament. Now they're here playing in the Sweet 16.
You know, my boy Gabe Kuhn, he came over and watched basketball with me last night. A couple people did, and we were watching it. And you know the only thing he could talk about? Was Burns for North Carolina State. Yeah. And he was going, just give me a summer with this guy and I can make so much money. He can be a left tackle in the National Football League. Because he is a beast.
That's a big dude.
But, man, is he going to be able to run up and down the court with Marquette?
Yeah. He did it in the ACC. He'll be fine.
No, I know.
He'll be fine. But another one I like tonight, though, is also Tennessee and Creighton.
Who you like, Creighton? You like Tennessee?
I'm riding with Dalton, man.
Okay, I needed to hear somebody say that because everything after watching that Texas game, I almost vomited. That was such a poor executed basketball game, especially down the stretch. The Vols, like this Creighton team, though, they got four dudes who can put it in the hole.
Middles.
And now Tennessee does have that good-ass defense.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I like the matchup.
And if Kinect doesn't play better, he's going to cost himself a lot of money because against that Texas game, he was terrible.
Styles make fights, man. And that's what tonight I think is really going to be about, really, in all four games, especially the two games that's down in Dallas. Styles really make the fights, who knows, you know. But they can be real close. They can be Route City. Either way. And, of course, you got
Purdue and Zach Eady. And the other thing is, I like Purdue.
Trying to beat them.
See, the Zags, though, they beat Kansas, who I have no respect for, don't think they're a good basketball team, or so overrated it's not funny, and they beat Nice. Like, I don't know. Like, there's two teams that I feel like haven't been tested, and that's Duke and Gonzaga.
Well, I mean, you can only beat what does it.
That's in front of you. That's the truth. You know, that is the truth.
The test going to come. You know what? We look at it as that they hadn't been tested, but their test probably was them just smashing them out. You know, it's kind of on the other side of the coin and looking at it, you know. And a lot of people don't think about it in that way. You know, it's like their test may have been them just to respond and kick these people ass like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But this is the fun part about it, because with the NBA, you got to deal with this over a two-week period. It's one night.
Yes, single it's win or go home, man. It's wild. Home, it's fun. You know? Tell everybody what you're working on, where they can find you.
YouTube.com/@94feetoflife. I don't know when our next show is. We're probably going to do a Final Four preview show. You gonna hang with us?
Man, I'm down.
Hey, we'll book
it. I love doing it.
We're booking. I got to get my boy T-Money on something real quick. T-Money, he been hollering at me trying to line up something. I got to coincide and get up with T-Money. But
shoot, we'll get money up in here.
Hey, you know. We already talking about doing something with Memphis Style anyway with us, with me, you. We'll get the other homie on there that I mentioned. We'll get T-Money, and we're going to talk some Memphis basketball.
I'm in.
Do it like that. Grizzlies and Tigers.
We got to take a quick time out on the other side. We have Betts. We have Wood. We have T-Money, Uncle Brasky. A whole lot of fun. Come back and join us on Sports 56, 98.5 FM. One in my head, but it's not.